Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mark Bayshore. Greater Lansing has developed a robust local food movement in recent years. Urban gardens have sprouted up across the city, taking the place of vacant lots or unused green space. And now the region boasts over 20 different farmers markets across 14 cities. A new exhibit at the Mica Gallery in Old Town explores Lansing's local food culture through art. Current State's April Van Buren visited the gallery for the show's opening, which combined visual art and music with the culinary world.
To begin, Blurred by Bill Ryan.
At the opening of the new Curating Roots exhibit, there was a little something for each of your five senses. As the crowd wandered about looking at the art hanging on the walls, the air filled with the rich sound of marimbas, and the smell of hors d'oeuvres wafted into the gallery from the back of the room. This newest exhibit at the Michigan Institute for Contemporary Art looks at the local food movement in Lansing. Katrina Daniels is the program director for MICA, and I met up with her as she was setting up for the opening. She says she wanted Curating Roots to celebrate what's unique and positive about Lansing.
We have this really rich local food movement here, and it's not only the urban farms, but the farmers markets and all of these wonderful nonprofits that come together to make this just really interesting, unique aspect of our city.
Lining the walls are photographs of local farms and paintings of produce piled high. Katrina shows me to one of her favorite pieces. It's part of a series of photographs about the Lansing Roots Program, a nonprofit farm incubator that caters to aspiring refugee and low-income farmers.
This one in particular, this is actually a mother and child, and they are sitting in a field in the farm, and they are digging up and holding fresh beets in their hands, and they're connecting with each other, they're smiling, they're sitting in the sunshine and holding this beautiful fresh produce. And I love it. It's still covered in dirt, it still has the tops on it, you know, and it's this something that's really the harvest of their hard work.
The photographs by artist Dave Trumpy were one of the first submissions, and Katrina says she built the whole exhibit around them. As you move to the center of the gallery, you'll see a table laid out with eight different place settings, forks and spoons, cups and plates. Each set was crafted by a different artist, and they range from a cup that looks like it was made of lettuce to more traditional and abstract designs. Katrina says she wanted the table to create a physical connection between the ideas of food and community.
This idea of having a dinner party that shows different place settings from different artists, they're all unique, they all are extremely different from one another, but it's set to build this table. And there's just something so primal about sitting down and breaking bread with another person, and I really wanted that to be shown here in the exhibit as well.
It's not just that food makes a ripe subject for art, it's that food can be art as well. You don't have to go to a gallery, Katrina says, just head to your local farmer's market.
You know, a lot of people, I think, sort of look at food in the, you know, supermarket, and it's prepackaged and it's sort of homogeneous and it looks very similar. But really, when you go to the farmers markets and you're seeing these peppermint beets and the garlic scapes and this beautiful food, and it's a completely different experience.
Chelsea Kogiatic is a PhD student at the MSU College of Music. She says she also draws inspiration from the local food movement for her own art. Chelsea had already been looking for a way to combine music with the culinary world before Katrina Daniels put out a call for work to feature in the exhibit.
And so I called Katrina and I said, I need to meet with you because I have a music thing that has to do with food. You have an art thing that has to do with food. There's got to be a way to put it all together.
For this evening's performance, Chelsea chose pieces of music for percussion and wind instruments. Partly she was working within the space constraints of the gallery, but the music was also chosen to accompany the evening's food. So instead of a wine pairing, a music pairing.
Here's the thing, in music, we find composers inspired by text, by poetry, by speeches sometimes, and we'll find artists who want to paint based on music. And I knew that culinary skills, it's something that's very important, but we don't always treat it like an art form, and it is. So I wanted these creative chefs to use their creativity that they may be denied in the restaurant atmosphere and create something that is inspired by music.
Keith Buckley was the man behind the food for the evening. He's the general manager for the Lansing restaurant Soup Spoon, and he says that he tried to let the music Chelsea chose shape the dishes he created.
All good food has a story. So I took the story that the music that I heard in the music, or the elements that I got from it, and then try to create a dish that would go along with it, but also something that I'd never done before, and I'd never seen done before.
Keith shows me the dish he's laid out to go with the first song of the evening. As he places marshmallow clouds onto small plates, Keith tells me he knew exactly what he wanted to do when he first heard this piece of music. The rich tones of the marimba reminded him of cloudy days and raindrops falling in the woods.
So I wanted to do, marshmallows were perfect in my idea, but to get a marshmallow that's not super sweet. So these are savory marshmallows. They're savory marshmallows with rosemary. So for me anyway, this scent of rain and storms always associates with the outdoors very closely. So the woods, things like that. And rosemary has that very earthy element to it.
Keith topped the marshmallows with a jelly made from Madeira, which is a fortified wine from Portugal.
And this particular type of Madeira I'm using is called rainwater Madeira. And it was Madeira that was an accident. So it was left by accident on the docks one day and during a rainstorm, and the barrels got inundated with water. And a very enterprising wine merchant decided to label this as rainwater Madeira to the U.S. audience.
And to top it off, a little bit of bacon. For Keith, the challenge wasn't coming up with creative ways to interpret the music. It was limiting himself to just one dish.
Everything that I heard was brilliant. I wanted to do a whole dinner based on every song.
MICA curator Katrina Daniels says she hopes tonight's opening gives people an immersive experience of the local food movement. And while this is a one-time event, she's also lined up a full calendar of programming over the next 2 months, including a film screening and panel discussion, as well as a modern dance performance. She hopes the diverse programming will help visitors to the gallery develop a more personal sense of where their food comes from.
And I firmly believe that art is just this wonderful opportunity for starting a conversation. It's really the perfect platform to start a conversation with our community, and it's okay if the exhibit is finite and it's here for a limited period of time, because if this takes off and other people can explore this idea on their own, then we've done our job.
Another goal of Katrina's is to make contemporary art a little less intimidating.
I see people come in, or I see sometimes people just press their faces up against the glass and kind of peek in, and often feel quite nervous. You know, well, I don't know a lot about art, or do I have to buy something when I come in?
Katrina says she hopes this exhibit might convince some of those people to actually come into the gallery.
It's such an easy work to connect with, because we all eat. Food is the most primal, you know, need for us. And community, that's something that we can all get around and understand. So I'm hoping that this will offer the community an opportunity to see contemporary art as something that's accessible, that they can enjoy, and they can interact with in different ways.
You can see Curating Roots, the Art of the Local Food Movement in Lansing, at the Michigan Institute for Contemporary Art in Old Town. The exhibit runs through the end of October. For Current State, this is April Van Buren.